Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Today is a reset. I took Friday and Monday off. Needed to breathe. Resetting with each and every one of you right now because Civic Media is all about real news and great conversation. And that means not just national news. Here's the other thing that's been really bugging me is that for over a decade, perhaps since the first Kennedy-Nixon debate on TV, all of a sudden it's been the national politics that have overwhelmed the American consciousness to the extent that everyday people actually plug into politics. And one of the things that really has concerned me over this period of time is that, yes, it is important who is president of the United States, because things like the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the stripping away of rights occurs. I am scared as all get out with what is about to happen to our water, land, and air regulations and our food chain regulations. You know, I've said often regulations are for regular people because they help protect us from, frankly, bad corporate behavior and not caring about our health and wellness. Do I think there are too many regulations and too many regulatory agencies that regulate the same thing and it's overlapping and it's complicated? And why do I have to get permits from 17? Yes, let's do better. But do I believe that, like, regular people should still, the government should still ensure that we regular people have clean air, clean water, clean land, that our food supply is safe, and that small businesses can compete on an equal footing, right? That there's actual competition in this so-called capitalist democracy. Heck yeah! All that's really important. I'm afraid about all that that's going to go on. I'm afraid of all the nut jobs and the far right, not legal scholars, but just ideologues that Donald Trump's going to put on the federal courts. But here's what, and I said this last week too, get involved and know what's going on in local and state politics. But if you want to talk about, like, the thing that immediately impacts your life on a day-over-day basis, that is in local and state politics, y'all. You want to join the conversation this half hour, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This is a bit of my reintroduction to you about, like, where do I think the next battles are? What am I looking at? How am I grounding myself? How are we going to do this work together? Not liberals and conservatives, because that stuff has no meaning anymore. How are we going to do this together? What's important to you? What's important to me? Let's discuss. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dan from Green Bay, thank you for your patience, sir. What say you?
Hey, your guest actually probably stole some of my thunder in terms of when I called in, she hadn't addressed what I was going to say, which is what I think really killed Kamala Harris was the messaging not working at all. It was hard to tell what her message was. And then on top of that, the Republicans were able to take advantage of the fact that she was contradicting things she had said in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, for instance, fracking in Pennsylvania. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's really what destroyed her in this election. And quite honestly, I think if a lot of Democrats weren't, and like Republicans do, were incredibly loyal to the party, she would have lost by a lot more, actually. Mm. I'm a Republican. Okay. But I could not make heads or tails of where she was going. And then there was the word salad problem. And I mean, even David Axelrod, you know, one of Clinton's top advisors forever, called her the queen of word salad. It didn't seem like she ever would directly answer questions.
Yeah. Let's just be sure we give some fair treatment to both sides. Now, I agree with you. Democratic messaging was a fail. But I think if we just talk about it as word salad, like Donald, he came up with a name for it. He'd be like, it's the weave. I mean, she's the queen of word salad. I'll take that point. But I'll say he's the king of word salad. They both word salad the heck out of it. The point was, what did the word salad make people feel? Do you agree, Dan? Like, I think Trump what was really good at scapegoating some people and saying these are the people that are the problem, when the problem is actually them, and that people accurately perceive that the system isn't serving their interests. What do you think, Dan?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you mean by the system is the problem?
Well, the fact that we have greater wealth inequality than we did back when there were robber barons and steel magnates, that like the middle class isn't gaining in wealth, right? Like that's a fact, right? Over the last 50 years, the middle class is smaller and it has less economic power than it did 50 years ago. And I think people correctly are perceiving that. And they're like, hey, what, you tell me the economy's great. Why am I not feeling that? That's what I mean.
Well, and that's another issue that hurt her because, you know, as I believe your guest said, is that, you know, inflation blew up. And yes, it started to come down. But
Dan,
but
what's the inflation rate right now?
I believe 2.1%.
Dan, what's the target inflation rate year over year that the Fed tries to hit?
I think about 2.8, if I remember. But
it sort of varies between two. But like, okay. But isn't that the point, that the very economic indicator is where it should be, but people aren't feeling that? Like, if that ain't an example of the system not working for the middle class and working people to make them feel like they are being treated fairly and are getting ahead, is that not an exact example of the very problem I'm describing?
Well, maybe, except for one thing. The inflation rate does not include the price of gas and the price of groceries.
So there's two different inflation rates.
That is part of your cost of living.
So Dan, there's two different inflation rates. There's core and non-core. You can include gas and groceries in a different inflation rate. I don't care which way you measure it, Dan, inflation's down. My point still stands, my brother. And that is, wherever the inflation rate is right now, it ain't where it was in June of 2021. Okay. Which was, let's do the math here together. Biden, let's do the math together, brother. Like, let's do it. Biden was inaugurated in January. Hang on, man. Hang on. Biden was inaugurated in January, February, March, April, May, June. It was 6 months later that inflation peaked at somewhere north of 8%, right? And it has gone steadily down since then. So over the entire, I mean, just facts, right? But the whole point, like, it sounds like you and I might actually be saying the same thing. The inflation rate fact went down over the entire time of Joe Biden's presidency, no matter how measured, okay? Even when you include grocery and gas. I mean, for crying out loud, Dan, gas is at like $2.67 right now. That's the lowest it's been since Donald Trump was president, for crying out loud. So it wasn't about the economic facts. It's about the fact that people don't feel like they're doing better than their parents, isn't it?
It is, but also at the same time, you know, look what had to happen during that period, okay? I mean, for instance, credit card.
But I mean, we can get into each and every issue. I'm trying to keep it up a couple of levels, Dan, so I'm going to say thank you. I really appreciate you calling and having this discussion with me, brother, because this is what matters. To me, if people don't feel like the system, the economy is working for them, and one party's yakking at them like, we nailed the economy, economy's great, economists say it's great, but people still feel like they're getting screwed, they're going to vote that feeling. That's what happened. Plus, Donald Trump said, blame these brown people. And Americans are programmed to believe it when someone tells them to blame brown folks. Like, period. Full stop. He also labeled, like, a whole bunch of people that it's really easy to, like, point out and otherize and label them. And frankly, I'm scared for every single one of my trans friends. Scared for every member of the LGBTQIA community. Because guess what? Like, ostracizing and going after the trans community ain't going to put cheap eggs in your pantry. You know what I'm saying, folks? That ain't the point. That's smokescreen. That's distraction. Chad from Greenfield, what's up, friend? What do you have to say?
Well, you know, Maggie, I've been listening since the beginning, and all you've done is spread lies, information, manipulations about President Trump.
Okay, tell me what I'm lying about. Tell me what I'm lying about, Chad.
I'll be happy to answer that point. First of all, you lied about Project 2025.
What did I lie about Project 2025? What did I lie about? I want a specific.
even fact checkers say that President Trump has nothing to do with Project 2025.
Chad, well, I guess we'll find out, brother, won't we? I mean, a person doesn't have to author a document, right? When the authors of the document, three quarters of them came from the Trump administration. So, like, I really could not give a toot about whether Project 2025 was Donald Trump's blueprint. I care very much whether or not it gets implemented.
Well, so, you guys spread it like it is. The whole point is he crushed you, and then you get on the air the day after the election and you cry. You know what? You got what you deserve.
Because- oh, thanks, Chad. Hey, that makes democracy better. Goodbye. I mean, geez, Louise. Susan, on the road, what do you have to say?
Oh. But, Maggie, to be honest with you. Actually, I was just wanting to mention that most people who voted, I don't want to belabor the how the vote came down, but clearly everyone had their own interests at heart. It wasn't like they were looking out for the person that was below them on the pecking order and how they could lift them up. It was more about how can it make my world better. And if we vote that way all the time, we no longer are a community. We are just individuals packed into this country.
Well, I think, Susan, you just put your finger on something really critical. I've talked about, and certainly I did in between my crying that Chad very much enjoyed on Wednesday, was the idea of false scarcity and dog-eat-dog-ism. Donald Trump lives and dies by that credo. That ain't an American value. We're going to pick right up there. The idea of false scarcity and turning us against each other, no thank you. My name's Maggie Dawn. Join this conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. And just a little point of fact for my friend Chad. Two of Project 2025's main contributors have already been named to Trump's administration. But sure, he's got nothing to do with it. I care very much whether Project 2025 becomes the law of the land, because I'd prefer if my menstrual cycles weren't being tracked by the federal government, yo! Thank you, Chris from Madison. We'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. You too, Chad.